ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guineans Alistair Wok and his cousin Fred Jr. were on a trip of a lifetime, visiting the ancient pyramids in Egypt when a stopover in Dubai put them in the firing line of a missile attack. With the airport closed, the two men fled Dubai by land, travelling 6 hours and changing taxis 4 times to cross into neighbouring Oman. Now on their way from Singapore to PNG, Mr. Wok told the ABC's Hilda Wayne it was an unforgettable and at times frightening experience.
We were planning it for a long time, some years ago, but it never eventuated. But at last, a month ago, we saved up some money enough for us to bring us to Egypt and at least a few places to the sightsee.
And after seeing the pyramids and coming back, on your way back, I think the war broke out in Iran. How did you find out about that war and your travel there?
When we came back from Egypt, we decided to spend a few days in Dubai, sightseeing and touring the place in Burj Khalifa and about Bits Al Arab and all those places that we see in the news. But we were there, we were supposed to fly out on the 1st, but then it happened that we couldn't. Their space was closed down and we were stuck there. We were stuck in Dubai. We were supposed to fly out on the 1st to, we got it up. Our tickets to go visit London, but then the bombings and what happened in, I think it was on Saturday. We were supposed to land on Sunday, but it happened on Saturday, so then the airways and the airports were closed, so we couldn't.
That's interesting. So while you were in Dubai, there was drone attacks and stuff like that. Did you actually witness some of that?
Yes. We were there for a few days that we were there. There were a lot of, there was a lot of sound. That's, I think drone interception and all those, we had huge bangs and underneath where we were at the tower, Marina Bay. So, but it was safe as, well, we didn't see any missiles or any fire explosions or stuff, but we just heard them and they were all in the sky.
And did, at any point did you actually fear for your lives?
Yes, it was always there. The fear was always there. But then we were confident that what we saw was we were safe. We were very protected. And the UAE government, they were really, it was really safe. But the fear was always there.
And you eventually decided to leave Dubai and travel out to get out of there. How did you leave?
We decided, we were there for a few days, but we realized that if worse comes to worse, then everyone was going to rush to the border. So we had to leave that place instead of rushing out like everyone else. If something, if worse comes to worse, but we crossed over to the Oman border and into Muscat.
What did it take for you to get from Dubai to Oman and leave?
From Dubai to the Oman border, one and a half hour, but all together, the journey from Dubai to the Muscat airport took almost 6 hours because of customs and border and immigration of it.
So you had to find somebody to drive you all the way from Dubai to Oman?
Yes, it's a funny story. We had we exchanged four taxi drivers on the way, one from Dubai to the border and then another one from the border to the actual Oman border, and then two drivers from inside Oman. So we had to change throughout the six-hour trip. There was four drivers. Thank God we made it out safely. With the prayers of our family, and you know, we were really taken care of.
And your families must have been really worried.
Yes, obviously. But we I told them that we were safe, and throughout our journey, we were telling them what we were doing and sending them pictures and messages, letting them know that we were crossing over and we're on the way back.
And from Oman, where did you travel to, and where are you now?
From Oman, we traveled to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, and now we came yesterday to Singapore, and now we are here waiting to go back to Papua New Guinea. We should leave by Wednesday.
And you got more than you bargained for a like wonderful trip to Egypt. Looking back, what would you say this experience was for you?
It times really eye-opening for me and my brother, as well as a lot of our family members. But I think the lesson we learned is to be aware and, you know, keep up to date with the current news while you're traveling, so you won't end up in this sort of situation later on, or you can avoid it. But it was a life learning experience, and I think it's good too, because we went and we saw Oman too, which is a beautiful country too. We never heard of Oman, but now we know because the situation stayed us there.
And that there is PNG traveller Alistair Walk speaking there with Hilda Wayne.